The burial of one of the Boston bombing suspects in Virginia came as a surprise to many, and now there's a call to have Tamerlan Tsarnaev's body moved. And joining us now is James Lafferty. He's chairman of the Virginia Anti-Sharia Task Force, and they are making the call. And James, good morning. Good to have you with us here on WTOP. Welcome.
Good morning, Mike and Joan. It's good to be with you.
It seems all of us have to be buried someplace, even the bad people. So what do we do?
Well, I think we follow the model that we used with Osama bin Laden, and we bury him at sea. It's real difficult to construct a memorial or something at sea, and that's what I think should have been done in this case. I think it was very wisely handled in the bin Laden case.
So you're thinking that what's going to happen is that there will be a memorial to him and it will become a place for people to gather.
I think it might, and even to take that chance I think is wrong, but primarily I oppose it because I don't think someone who hated America with the intensity that this man did deserves to be buried in American soil, particularly here and in Doswell, Virginia. It is a land that is full of Revolutionary War markers and Civil War markers, so it has a great history. It's a quiet, peaceful place with an amazing history, and there's no way that that soil there that people fought over should be used to bury someone who killed innocent Americans without any sort of, I mean, you've seen the videotapes of him smiling as he put the bomb down.
Let me ask you, were you stunned to find out that his body had been placed there? How did you find out?
I found out, I think I was listening to your station or one of the news stations, and that's how I heard about it. And that's how the people in Doswell and the sheriff and the supervisors in Caroline County, they all learned about it from the media.
And then what happened?
They immediately started to try and figure out what to do. But by this time, he had already been put in the ground. And it was just, I've called it a sneak attack. It really was. People there had no idea. This is a little one-acre plot that is now, I guess, a cemetery. And they had no idea that it would be used for anything like this. And they really, they don't want that body there. They don't want to be subjected to all the fallout that comes from having something like this right in the middle of your community.
The woman who facilitated the burial had good intentions. I mean, she just wanted to help put the issue to rest. And this was her idea, and she's the one that took care of this.
Well, she may have would very well have good intentions, but the fact is that she's not going to face any of the repercussions down in Richmond. I mean, if she had the best of intentions, she would have maybe tried to get him buried near her home in her community. But what she did was identify this place in Doswell, mm-hmm. and it's an idyllic little piece of property on a very rural road. It's real difficult to find. But I'm sure it will be found.
So do you think you're going to succeed in your effort to have his body relocated at the very least? And when will you know whether you succeed?
Well, I don't know. And we're going to try this, and we're talking to lawyers, and we're going to see just how we move forward. I'm mostly relying on guidance from the people in Doswell themselves. But we're going to talk to other leaders in Virginia, and just see like the congressional delegation and our Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, and ask them what they're going to do about this.
Very good. James Lafferty, chairman of the Virginia Anti-Sharia Task Force, will keep tabs on how you're making out with your efforts.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us.